And as you know, we've had our youth this week at Student Life Camp, and that is always a big event. And so we're going to take just a little time in just a minute to let Jonathan come up. And I got a cartoon here that I think kind of fits things. It's got these two people standing there, and it says, well, good news. The good news is that you'll be leading the team. And the bad news, you are the team. Okay, but that's not how it is with us. We are glad to have Jonathan here, and we're glad to have him as part of our team, that is for sure. But we have a great team of leaders that are here. And Jonathan, I think, was it last week or the week before, he acknowledged that and asked them to stand up. I'm not going to do that because we're going to bring them up here in just a minute. And it's got these things written here. Good leader has to have integrity. And man, we have got some leaders that they are people of character. They love the Lord and their lives show it. They try to live in a way pleasing to Him. They got clear goals. They know they want those kids to find Christ. And they want those kids to live for Christ. They are great role models. They've got vision. They are good communicators. All these things, I'm not going to read them all. But we just wanted to take a moment before we did anything else and thank the leaders. Because they put a lot of time in, and I was talking with one of them yesterday after they came back, and he was saying, you know, it's kind of like going to a student life camp and winter retreat. You know, they're kind of like the icing on the cake, because you put all that diligent work in during all that time, then you go to student life camp, and you get to see an atmosphere where God really, really moves and works. And so let me just pray for you guys, and then Jonathan's going to call the youth leaders and the kids up here, and he's going to share with us a little bit. But Father, we just thank you so much that you love us, and we are grateful for every kid that you have brought into our group, and we are thankful for the ones that they will bring, and we're thankful for every leader who has sacrificed all kinds of hours in just loving and praying for and teaching and talking to and texting and just being a part of our youth's lives, just wanting to let that love that's in their heart that you put there come through and touch our kids. And we just are grateful for that, Lord. We thank you for loving each one, for speaking to each one, and we just pray, Lord, that you will continue to bless them, and we pray that they will grow to be everything you want them to be. And we pray that for ourselves. In Christ's name we pray, amen. Well, I'm going to let you take over there, Jonathan.
Hey, guys, thank you. Go ahead. Y'all go ahead and come up that went to camp. Jonathan, didn't have to tell you twice, did I? Guys, thank you for praying for me and for these guys. I know I felt it. This was my first time to student life camp, period. But my first camp as a youth pastor that I was solely like in charge of. So from the moment I got there, I got my phone out and I had a text that there was problems going on at home that were outside of my control. And it was from that minute till about midway through the week. It was a spiritual battle. It was attack after attack. And you guys faithfully praying was the result of just God coming through for me and for us. And so thank you. We say thank you to you guys for praying for us. It was not a perfect camp. There was hiccup after hiccup, but we persevered through. We have an awesome team. Kathy, that cartoon probably portrayed to you because you were the only female leader that went. You're the team. So she had quite the task because there's about 300 boys there? 300 good-looking boys there. And so it was a task. We had a great time. We got a couple that are going to come up and share. The theme this week was the Word of God. And everything we went through in any message, any Bible study, was talking about the importance of the Word of God in our lives, and it was awesome to see things that came about because of that. The pictures that are going to go across here, we did a mission theme this week. So instead of doing recreation throughout the day where they play games, we'd go out to the site. This was at the Chattanooga Food Bank where we did everything. From sorting cucumbers and what are they called? Squishy squash. To standing around. We did that a lot. We sorted cans. The first day, we did a lot of cleaning. We did a lot of sorting. A couple of the less fortunate souls that raised their hand first were outside throwing bad produce away. So we did it all. And these guys did it, which in this generation, for these guys to work and not complain, I mean, that's something, right? They did awesome. They did, yeah, give them a hand. I was super proud of these guys. We went from 11 to 3 on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. The first 2 days we went to the Chattanooga Food Bank. The third day, I don't think we had any pictures of yet, we went to the YMCA. It was a lunch program where they feed children lunches, and we packed lunches. We made 2,000 sandwiches, some kind of turkey and spinach and cheese, and then we made, 1,056 breakfasts, and got those prepared. We did a lot. We literally worked that day from 11 to a little after 3. Les, you were trying to keep us down to 3, weren't you? He was tired. I was tired, so I know he was tired. But we made it. I'm just super proud of these guys. I don't know what else to say. But above all the work, above all that, the most important thing that happened this week was God spoke. God was there. This verse says, Psalm 75:1, God, we thank you. We thank you because you are near. We tell about the miracles you do. And God did some miracles this week. The first one I want to share with you is Logan. This is my friend Logan. You can give him a hand.
Hello?
We're friends now, right?
Besties.
Besties, okay. I didn't know. Logan's new to us. He was kind of a last-minute addition. He played it cool. He didn't want to overcommit. He didn't want to seem too excited, so he waited till last minute to let us know he was going to go.
Never that excited.
He was never that excited. But we were able to take him along, and the very first night, how long have you been coming here? A few months?
I think it was about, it's been about 2 to 3 months now, hasn't it?
I was way off, yeah. Okay. So 2 to 3 months, but he came and joined a group, and the very first night we were there, he just opened up and was honest, and I'm going to let you, he has wrote it down because he didn't want to forget anything, but he's going to read this note, and we'll talk about it some. So, Logan.
All right, so these are kind of my thoughts. I wrote it all down, rather. I don't speak that much in front of large groups of people, nor do I think I'm all that good at it, so bear with me. These are the thoughts that have been with me for a while now, and I'm finally ready to express them. Okay. For a while, I've really been looking at my beliefs and realizing I have some doubts regarding Christianity, and I haven't taken much initiative in exploring this up until this week. Student Life Camp had to be one of the best, if not the best, camp experience I've had. My family hasn't been with Eastwood for long, and up until this point, I haven't felt like part of the youth group all that much. But this week was fantastic. From the games played to the lessons taught, it all was an exciting experience. Everyone was super inclusive and kind. I enjoyed doing work I'd otherwise consider boring simply because the individuals surrounding me were consistently fun and pleasant to be around, and I want to thank everyone who helped me fit in. But in regards to the sermons taught, one specifically stood out to me. The topic was reading the Bible. For a change, I took notes. I never do that. It was super easy as the pastor, Adam Robertson, that is his name, right? I'm really bad with names.
Nope,
has a way of keeping your attention. I finally realized the help I wanted was...
on page 2.
with me the entire time. The Bible, a book full of biblical answers to biblical questions. For a long time, I didn't care much about reading it. I thought I could get away with simply following the guidelines consistently plugged into my brain throughout all the sermons I've heard, starting in my, when I was a wee little lad. But this is not the case. And so I have taken up Adam's challenge, the speaker at Student Life Camp, of reading the word more. So preferably sooner than later, I am going to begin my goal of reading the entire Bible in an attempt to better understand Christian beliefs and get answers to the questions I've had for a long time now. That's it.
Awesome. That's awesome, man. And that's our prayer for anyone and everyone in the church or in the youth especially, to take that shaky foundation that you have and to make it your own and know why it's your own and to make it on the Word of God. And that first night, he just opened up and shared that he had some doubts in his beliefs and even in the Word of God and the validity of it. And the very next morning, that was Tuesday night you did that, Wednesday morning, the message was just, I mean, like, it couldn't have been any more written to answer those questions. And a lot of times, you're sitting there as a leader looking over going, are you getting this? Can you believe this? And sometimes, you, especially look at the kids, you don't know. You don't know if they're getting it or not. And it was awesome to hear that you did get it. So, man, I was glad you went. So proud of you. That's awesome. That's an awesome challenge to take on. We're going to encourage you in that. So, my friend Logan. How many of you guys can say that? That's convicting you to hear a youth say, man, I want to read the Word of God. I want to know what it says because I want my foundation to be built on that. That's challenging, isn't it? That's awesome. There's a few other nights where we had kids where they did invitations, and a couple kids would come out, and we had a chance to pray with them and sort of work through that and see how God was calling them. I know, Asya, you said you want to share. Come on. I can hardly believe that. This was Friday night. They gave an invitation to those that were wanting to meet with Christ or that wanted to respond to Christ to get to know him. Then they also gave an invitation for those that just felt like God was calling them to a life of mission and to service. And Asya came out on that one, so I'll let her share a little bit about that experience.
So, Friday night was the message that got me the most. Adam talked about how when you go home, are you going to be ashamed of sharing the gospel, or are you going to just go back to your regular life? Are you going to be ashamed of the gospel? Like, nowadays, like, if you say that you're a Christian and you follow Jesus, you're going to be judged and you're going to be all that, but are you going to care, or are you going to keep on following God? And so he said that, and I thought about it for a while, and then when he asked if you feel led to go into full-time ministry, I went outside because I feel led, and
And she said she felt that calling starting back in Romania last year, last summer when she went to Romania, and she just felt really connected to God there. And that's just sort of was just the full message of that this week, that she experienced that God was calling her to a life of ministry that's not off, that starts now. And that's awesome to see at this young age that we can pour into someone that's saying, I want to end up here, but I realize it's a process, it's a journey. So we get to walk with her along that. So you guys be faithful to pray for her in that and encourage her in that as she goes. So we're just proud of you too. Anybody else got something really good? Is it good? All right, come on.
Good. Okay, bear with me. I'm going to look up the whole time because I can't look at you in the face anymore, but that's okay.
Okay.
We roomed together. We spent all week together.
Yeah, that was pretty funny that time you tried to get me on stage to go dance. Okay, well, I'm just going to tell you how it is. This student life experience was not the same as I've had in the past. This week was very interesting, but to a point that I've never got to experience before, and I'm really glad I did. But I'm going to start off with what Kathy told me the other night. This was I mean, she's right. I'm a techie, and that's what I am. That's what I do every Wednesday night. I do sound, and I click, which most people, I'm in the very back, so you don't really have the option to see me. I mean, you can turn around and look at me, which a couple of them do, but, you know, that's not the point, though. You're there to worship, you know? But this was, I mean, I worship back there as much as I'm able to, with being able to focus, too, but this week, I didn't have to do any of that. I was there, I was free to worship, and this is what was weird. Like a couple years ago, Jacob Horn went, and he came back just shaking, because that kind of the worship he got to experience. And this week, I got two nights of that, and I finally understood what he meant. I was so deep in worship that if somebody said something to me, I didn't hear it at all. I was to the point where I didn't know what was around me. All I know was my hands were in the air. I was shaking, and I literally felt the Lord through me. It was a worship that I've never experienced before. And it's like Tom said this morning, it's that worship that doesn't happen very much. Anyone can go and sing, but then to have the Lord literally in you, speaking through you, just experiencing it right then and there was amazing. My dad called it a little piece of heaven, and he's right. It was. But
absolutely. Yeah. Cool. Yeah. Awesome. That's what we experience time after time. I've never been to Student Life Camp, but they always come back and say, it's just an atmosphere. It's just like the kingdom of heaven there on top of the mountain at Covenant College. And it's no surprise why that is, because we get up in the morning, we have quiet time, we do a Bible study, we go worship, we listen to the Word of God being poured into us, we went and served, then we come back and we do that again, that process again, and then we get together with other believers and we download that and we share that, and that is the kingdom of heaven. That's what we should be doing right now, and that's what we're doing right now. We come together and we worship. And we hear the Word of God, and then we go from here. And the kingdom of God isn't here in this church. It's wherever we go and wherever we take it. So that was awesome. It was cool to see you open up, because you're usually a shy guy. But no, he's not. He's not. But it was cool to see him connect that.
I also wanted to point out on Logan, because I got to pretty much hang out with him this week. I was so glad he went, because he kind of had doubts at first, but I'm glad he decided to. So I got to really, this week, I was hoping to get the room with him, but I didn't get to. I got to hang with this guy, but it wasn't that bad. But but still, this week, I really was able to surround myself around Logan. It was really cool, and like Jonathan said, he opened up and spoke his mind. And through that, I got the honor to see, really, because me and Logan, we used to play soccer together a while ago, so we had a bond, but it's a lot closer than it was now. But it was just really neat to see him open up like that, because I was not expecting that at all. He opened up, and I really got to see, I guess, the spiritual side of him. And throughout the week, I tried to support and get that out a bit more, but then I realized we were reading the Bible, and we were talking about the scalpel, how you had to, like, to get someone started, we're like, as Christians, we have to get the faith started or even interested. And after that, that's when the Lord will go deep inside of someone to try to help them out. And what was neat was that I think it was like the third, like not quite the last night that Adam spoke, the Lord was really tugging on my heart to go pray for him. So they asked anyone that felt led to become a follower, but that wasn't what I was doing. I had to come out there, and I got the honor to pray with Mr. Les and Jonathan. And I prayed for Logan that the Lord opened up to the point where he finally feels it. And I mean, I learned that the Lord works so quickly in mysterious ways. Because that night I had, because you know, I was kind of down. I was like, come on, man. This talk, this speech that he's speaking on is answering your questions, man. This is perfect. Yeah. Couldn't be any better. Yeah. And then that night he opened up, and I mean, I'm just like, wow.
Yeah, absolutely. We were all wowed by what God did, and it was awesome to see. So thank you, Jonathan. Probably a neat thing for us as a group. This is kind of a quieter group that we have as seniors and high school, but they're all leaders. And I think we realize that with Logan stepping up that first night and just sharing, realize, man, that made it a lot easier for somebody else that wasn't as quiet as Logan or wasn't as new as Logan to step up and share. And we realized that. And everything we learned this week, we realized we need to come home and lead with that and be examples and that we have a voice and that we have a purpose here in the body to share that. So we're grateful for and let me say thank you, too, to the ones that gave scholarships so some of these kids can go. That went a long way, and we appreciate that. So thank you all. Let me pray for us, and I'll hand it over to Bill here. Father, we just thank you for your word. Lord, I thank you for taking the time to invest your spoken word into me. God, I thank you for the challenge that I should take the time to read it, to put it to practice, to investigate. Lord, I thank you for the convictions you laid on all of us. Lord, we pray for the strength and the faith to see them out. God, we just praise your name. We're thankful for what you did and what you're going to do. Lord, we love you. It's your name we pray. Amen.